Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump and Melania Trump departing St. John's Church in Washington, headed to the White House for tea with the President and First Lady. Earlier this morning, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for the January 6th committee and for General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who referred to Donald Trump as a fascist before the election. Also pardoned, the man who helped lead the country through COVID. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC he accepts the pardon from President Biden and is grateful for it. But he emphasized that he committed no crimes. Fauci did say to ABC the threats and possibility of prosecution, quote, creates immeasurable and intolerable distress on me and my family. Throughout his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to exact retribution on his political enemies. Fauci faced intense scrutiny and vitriol for the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the weekend, protesters braved the cold and filled the state capitol in protest of the new presidential administration. There were more than 300 local versions of the People's March across the country, formerly the Women's March back in 2017. One of those marches was Saturday here in Madison. Hundreds pushed for the rights of women, workers, trans folks, and immigrants, and justice and housing, and for the climate. It was so cold, they moved inside the Capitol Rotunda, where some reports said their chants echoed off the walls. And the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community just keeps growing. McFarland's American Legion Post 534 raised $3,500 to go into that account. They host a meat raffle every third Sunday of the month, and this one was to benefit ALCS. They had a bigger crowd than usual there to donate to the cause. Meanwhile, Madison's own chocolate shop held a fundraiser over the weekend, too. On Sunday, 50% of all sales went toward that ALCS recovery fund. I'll reach out to the United Way to get an updated total, but at last check, I think that fund should have at least $400,000 now. And gas prices are still under $3 a gallon here in Wisconsin, but tariffs could change all that. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 13.3 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average also rose during the last week, with that average at $3.09 today. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at GasBuddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he is preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway with the traditional seasonal rise.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 5 below. Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This country needs to get ready. I don't think a lot of people fully appreciate what they're about to usher in when Donald Trump takes office. At the Seneca Project, we put a video out called Get Ready, because people need to be fully prepared. We have got to be prepared for what the next 4 years are going to look like. The idea of mass deportations and the cruelty is the point, and this imperialistic presidency is incongruent with what our democracy is supposed to stand for.
Tara Settmeyer, who sadly is driving around the security perimeter.
Still.
She's still doing it.
Is right. Still driving She's around still the security driving, perimeter yeah. at the Warner Theater trying to get in. And we appreciate her efforts. She felt very badly, as did Representative Jamie Raskin, who joined us last time and really wanted to be there. But the Secret Service security, obviously those people's safety is more important yes. than a comedy show. So we thank Harry Dunn and JoJo from JERS and Olivia Troy, who all did make it. We're fantastic on panel. Please go to sexyliberal.com. Get the pay-per-view, yeah. $20. John and Hal and Frangela were seriously yeah. top of their game. Bob Seska opened up the show, and it just was we needed it. Let's just say we needed it.
Yeah. Harry Dunn just pushed his way through the security perimeter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So Harry Dunn's not, he's not concerned about security.
Right.
He's not a waif.
6'7".
He is a big man.
A bear of a man. He is and just lovely. Yeah. Just could not be more lovely. Let's see. This one, the love letter's rolling in June. We suggest this as counter-programming in...
What, 2 hours?
Yeah.
A little less than 2 hours.
I'm going to say a couple hours. Yeah, this would be a good thing to watch in a couple hours. June says, I attended pay-per-view. Sexy Liberal was great. The opening acts were great. It was the first time I saw you perform. I loved it. John Fugel saying, Hal Sparks particularly loved Frangela, Olivia Troy, Harry Dunn, JoJo. It's just a great format. I'm new to your talk show. I started watching on Free Speech TV. Hi, which is on Sling TV. I think it's great. This is how I learned about Sexy Lib. Oh, hello. Bonnie and Clyde send their best. Thank you, Bonnie. I've made contributions for L.A. through the Red Cross, World Central Kitchen, and the Pasadena Humane Society. Too bad the President and Speaker of the House have not followed my lead. Thank you. I'll be watching Monday. Hi, June. Thank you, and thank you for that. It's nice to get some support rather than just this petty vindictiveness we're going to get. And as Chris said earlier, this isn't over. We're still having, you know, red okay. warnings and wind warnings, and we literally don't know which way the wind will blow. So
exactly.
Trust me, to leave my house and my dogs in the middle of this and, you know, fly into the freezing cold where, you know, for the end of democracy was not something I was excited about. And it was just, and it's always worth it because the people are just amazing. The audiences are amazing. Just the life stories you hear in the meet and grope and what everybody is going through. People have lost spouses and parents, and you know they're going through a lot of stuff on top of just this fear and anxiety and just this hate and divisiveness that Donald Trump has has really, he's going to, someone say he's going to talk about unity. Someone said, oh yeah, Trump's going to unify America. Really? Really? Trump's going to unify America. Really? After demonizing and name calling almost every single human, not even just Democrats, Republicans he doesn't like or disagree with him. Oh my God.
I think he said he's coming out here on Friday to survey the fire.
Oh, great.
So we have that to look forward to.
I'm telling you, he started the fires. Allegedly.
I thought that was Billy Joel.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Billy Joel didn't, though.
Yeah, that was my favorite tweet. Like, Billy Joel being investigated for L.A. fires.
Yeah.
He didn't start the fire. I already told us. No. He didn't start the fire.
It was always burning.
He didn't start the fire. Yes.
It was always burning since the world's been turning.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the big, dumb reality show we're in for before you know. It's like, I'm banning TikTok. I saved TikTok. You're welcome. Like, what? Right? L.A. fires. I put them out. Okay. All right.
That's what timeshare salesmen do.
I brought Middle East peace. Oh, my God. Really? Oh, by the way, I got a letter that's not anti-Semitic because I said Netanyahu's also a piece of...
Oh, he is.
He is. Okay. Because you know he's going to give Trump credit for something that the Biden administration's been negotiating for 15 months.
Netanyahu's a far-right warmonger in...
Thank you.
Just because you're anti-Netanyahu does not mean you're anti-Israel or anti-Jew.
Thank you. Listen, I hugged with double boobage the National Jew of the Stephanie Miller Show, Sue from Rockville.
Good.
Oh, Dr. Peter, her lovely husband, was there when I fell in the orchestra pit in Philadelphia. And was there when Olivia Troy fell off the stool and was like, oh, I might have to. She was fine.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is just sweet. People thinking of how I'm doing. Betsy says, hope you're okay after visiting your parents' gravesite. Steph, I sure wish I could tell you how much you, Jody, and Chris, all of your regulars, are helping me right now. Everyone who calls in or writes has said it so much more eloquently than I ever will be able to, so I'll just say thank you. I'm the person who also interred her mom the same day you interred your mom. I meant to write you last week and say I'll be thinking of you when you visit your mom and dad's grave. With the tombstone with your mom's name on it. I was able to physically see my mom's side of the tombstone in December, and it was emotional and so different than seeing the picture. While at the same time, it was nice finally seeing them together. Yeah. Sending many, many thanks. Betsy. Aw, thanks, Betsy. I do remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not to mention it's weird to see your own name on a gravesite.
Yeah.
That would be disconcerting, I would imagine.
And the newness of the inscription, it's literally 40 years after my dad died in it. So it's just being in Arlington, that, you know, is one of the many places Trump has just disgraced. The whole thing was emotional, right?
Are you Stephanie Miller Jr.?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever asked you that. So
well, not technically, because my middle name's Catherine, and hers, she does not have a middle
name. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Hers was not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have a technical.
So you've just blown the whole Stephanie Louise.
Well, apparently, apparently I did.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
We were
Listen,
told
I have
Louise.
Just finished 18 sexy liberal shows in a year, and I think it's time to say I'm lying massively about my age. I am too old to do 18 stage shows in addition to a morning radio show.
Oh, tell that to Mick Jagger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is the Office of Government Efficiency already not operating very efficiently?
No.
So Vivek Ramaswamy is going to step down?
Maybe.
I think he's being wished
because out. Maybe it's not being run so efficiently with
cornfield.
He's being wished out to the cornfield.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot from him lately.
It's Billy Mummy's fault.
Yeah.
And Doggy, didn't Senator Whitehouse call it Doggy?
Yeah, he did.
Will be sued immediately within minutes of Trump being sworn in today because it violates, of course it does, it violates a 1972 law requiring a White House advisory committee to adhere to standards on disclosure and hiring.
Yep.
Trust me, they're not going to need any stinking badges for anything. I know. Barb McQuaid was tweeting about the, George Takei, no matter where you fall on the TikTok ban, the president undoing by executive order a law passed by Congress and held unanimously by uphold by the Supreme Court is unconstitutional abuse of power. And so it begins. Before he's even in, Barb McQuaid said an executive order cannot supersede a statute. Congress has found ByteDance a danger to national security. SCOTUS upheld it. Trump's job as of noon tomorrow is to take care of the laws, be faithfully executed. That means enforcing the ban until ByteDance sells TikTok.
The TikTok ban was the Trump administration's idea.
It was.
His administration did such a good job selling it to even Democrats in Congress
yes, yes.
that they easily passed that law.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yes. So, yeah, Bakari Sellers ripped Trump's plan to revive the TikTok, which Congress banned as a national security threat. He pledged to restore access in the U.S. Through an executive order after he's sworn in on Monday, but called for the government to take a 50% ownership portion in a joint venture. Sellers flagged that as fundamentally asinine. He said, for example, an executive order, same as Barbara said, cannot usurp the law. It was a law passed by the House, but Senate, but affirmed by the Supreme Court. A pen is not going to do anything else. And he said, you know how absurd it is to nationalize TikTok and defund NPR and PBS? This is the new Republican Party. Thank you. This is about controlling all the information spaces, right? Exactly. Whether it's Musk buying it now, it's like I keep saying, do not let them gaslight you. They're going to try to control the, you know, the horizontal, the vertical, you know, we've always been at war with East Asia. And there's, I'm telling you, there's 75 million of us. There are too many of us out here, to, you know, for them to do this. You got to take care of yourself. You got to laugh at them. I am, like I said, I'm going, I have major Taylor family members who I lost their homes in Altadena. I'm going to be with them today to ride in honor of Martin Luther King today. Lots of people doing lots of, you know, like find the helpers. Oh, wait. Dr. Wanda will be on this Friday, my best friend, psychologist extraordinaire, because I know a lot of us, hang on, I got a letter from another therapist, hold please. Helpers, we're the helpers.
Right.
Look for the helpers, as Mr. Rogers said. Christine said, Stephanie Mooks, thanks for all your hard work you do in these weird, dark times. You keep us going out here. I've been a trauma therapist for over 30 years, so I have some thoughts about going forward with Trump in charge. As you guys have said, this is like when mom dumps the good dad so she can move the abusive, drunk, psychotic boyfriend back in. I've worked with hundreds of adults who've survived this very scenario in their own family, and the ones who did the best had some things in common. One, they were clear-eyed about the danger, didn't buy into magical thinking that he would change. Two, they stayed aware of the danger and made plans for when it got really bad, but didn't hyper-focus on the abuser and give in to despair. Number three, they found the helpers who actively helped them survive and later thrive. That's us. As I said to the crowd Saturday night, it begins with you. It begins now. You know, we will get to the promised land. It begins with you. This is Trump Central, right? While it's still legal to say it, Trump. Let me just say it again. Him.
Well, you can't technically say what you're saying.
It's not
right
technically
now,
legal to say it because you're on terrestrial radio.
Well, I can't say Trump.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, I cannot bend the knee. That's what I can do. I cannot bend the knee. I cannot not obey in advance. I can say the resistance 2.0 has begun here. That's what I can say.
Yes, you can.
Well, at your
you
age.
Say, you Cheetolini.
It's hard to bend our knees.
At your age, it's hard
to
bend.
I can't bend
my knee
anyway. Yeah, because I've been massively lying about my age for quite some time.
You can get down. It's hard to get back up.
Right. That's the problem.
What was it, Carolyn Paul that wrote the, what's the girl, Gutsy, what'd she write? Hang
Gutsy
on.
Girls.
Tough Broads.
Oh, that's,
no,
it.
Yeah. That's it,
yeah.
But she was like, oh, embrace your age. I'm like, everyone knows I'm lying. You just have to Google me. It's a joke. Let's go to Way, baby. Hold, please. Lori in L.A. Hello, Lori.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey. Long-time listener, first-time caller here.
Aw, I'll be gentle.
I just wanted to kind of take a second to shout out to my fellow Democrats to stop this circular firing squad. Everybody's got to be, you know, like, we really need to come together. We don't have time for a circular firing squad. Kara Settmeyer was exactly right what she said with the clip that you played of her earlier. And we got to get to work.
You know,
we've got some special elections coming up.
It's like listening to mom and dad argue. Like
in Florida and one in New York.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I know there's new reporting too about the whole thing that, you know, Schumer and being involved in trying to talk Biden out of the race. And I know it's just, I feel like at this point I'm just done with the whole. I mean?
What's the point of the reporting?
I didn't really. I found it. I wish Pelosi hadn't said some things she said. I wish Biden hadn't said he would have won because that, you know, obviously I think disrespects Kamala Harris, who was very loyal. It's just there's a lot of, you know, and I get it. It's we could, again, we can coulda, shoulda, woulda ourselves to death, or we can, you know, move forward. I mean, not without learning lessons, but where is the, by the way, where's the media thing? Because I always go back to this. Is yes, I get Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They may have been right based on the polling. It is hard to win re-election with a 36% approval rating, whether it was him or Kamala Harris, but I blame the media for that. There is no reason on God's green earth he should have a low approval rating with all he's accomplished. But you're right, we live in a reality, look at what's happening today. We live in a reality TV age, and people are like, oh, he's boring, he's old, he seems old, I don't know. I mean, it's just...
We need to work with the world we have, not the one we wish we had.
Yes. I think Jody last week said she missed Donald Rumsfeld.
I did. I missed
this
him.
Is dark.
Jesus, crackers.
Scary place we've gotten to.
Stars and garters.
Who else was... Hold on. Who was...
Oh, you're talking about Jason Paul, the Democratic officer candidate?
Yes, talking about just the media.
Seven.
Yeah, and eight.
Yeah. Our problem is we trusted you all. Your job was to inform the American people about what was going on in this country. But instead of informing the American people about what was going on in this country, you asked the same kind of gotcha questions that I am so sick and tired of hearing from journalists in this country. Joe Biden did a good job as president. He got good things done. And none of you ever said it because you wanted to ask, what's wrong with Joe Biden today? What's wrong with Joe Biden today? What's wrong with Joe Biden today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And things are bad. Things are bad. Eggs, mm-hmm. The price of eggs, gas is too high. Oh, the borders are wide open. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, someone told me we were talking about the numbers. Barack Obama deported more people than Trump did. Biden deported about the same number. Uh-huh. We're at an all-time low. I mean, it's all such bull, right? Mm-hmm. Trump didn't deport more people. It's just the border's not wide open. We need to fix immigration, and we've been trying to do that forever. With no help from Republicans. But anyway, is there another one more?
One more.
And I am, and because the media didn't inform the American people about what was going on, it became impossible for us to get any message out. And because we couldn't get any message out, nobody knew what we did. And that's why we lost the damn election. It's your people's fault, and I'm sick of it. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Jason Paul, Massachusetts Democratic candidate. Yes, thank you. No wonder ratings have dropped. You know, no wonder we were overwhelmed by lies and disinformation because the normal media didn't do their job. And so it's like we were saying, Ali Velshi said when he had two fact checkers on, he's like, that's supposed to be our job as journalists. Yep. We're not supposed to need extra fact checkers. Yep. That's supposed to be your job, Kristen Welker. So when Mike Johnson says he's going to make aid to California conditional because of Democratic officials, you know, making foolish decisions. Ask him what foolish decisions did they make that you would withhold aid to people still suffering? What decisions did they make that would have stopped an 8-month drought and 100-mile-an-hour fire hurricanes? You tell me. What fire department, what water system would have fought that better, right? The reservoirs were full. Mm-hmm. The hydrants were not empty. It was water pressure. The planes could not fly in 100-mile-an-hour fire hurricanes for the first 27 hours. It just, oh, my God. He's so sanctimonious. Ugh. Okay, sorry.
You need to break now.
Yeah, we're really
late.
Right
22 now. Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cuido. Mobile. This is how you know you make a difference, because that's the other thing. You want to feel like you're making a difference, even in a teeny tiny way, against this depressing spectacle we're about to go into. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They're a progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. They're going to need our help more than ever now. Man, I'm telling you, Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, on and on. Anybody in L.A. think climate change might have something to do with anything? Any? Bueller? Anybody? Okay. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile, smart, easy way to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. You're also helping the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe. CredoMobile.com, type in STEPH25.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me. I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, boom, shakalaka, laka. Do I speak for all of us when I say boom, shakalaka?
Yes,
yeah. Oh, my God, is this could be a bigger day. Cecile Richards has died, former Planned Parenthood president beloved Stephanie Miller Show guest, can I say? I just was saying to you, Chris, she had her mom's just charm and what do you call it? Just, you know, just that.
Joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her mother's joy, too.
Yeah. Just smart, funny, amazing. Yep. But she had brain cancer, as many people know. But, yeah, she's, you know, been on this show many times and just was like her mom, just elegant and charismatic and an amazing. God, I swear, it's like people saying, like, the Jimmy Carter funeral felt like the funeral for democracy, the funeral for decency. And it's just, with Roe v. Wade being overturned, it's just. I'm happy she's with her mom again, but boy, oh boy, what a dark day for America. But you know what? We've been through them before, and as we said earlier, happy Martin Luther King Day, and we will get to the promised land, but it's only because of you. So do not give up. Do not despair. That's what they're counting on. And you know, we've got each other. That's what we've got. It was just a fantastic evening at Sexy Liberal DC. People are... So I don't care what stories they write about, like, oh, there's no resistance anymore. No. There's 75 million of us and a lot more. Those are only those of us that voted for Kamala Harris. Trust me, a few of the trumpets that paid thousands of dollars to get over by Donald Trump in D.C. are going to be coming our way as well. Dean Obadala coming up, Stephanie Miller's show.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Apt.org.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show.
If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
How do you think history is going to treat his foreign policy, his Bidenomics? How do you think he's going to be treated? Pardoning his son, the Biden brand name. Do you think a single Biden would get on the board of the Smithsonian?
I don't think you can argue against pardoning the son when you voted, when you supported a felon. You see, that to me, you lose the moral authority
there.
How
do you feel about the Biden brand? How did he help his family? It's worse than Nixon for him.
Oh, you're going to talk to me about helping the family when Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis?
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna Navarro. Thank you. One more. Yeah.
She's a really nice woman. And Obama, nice guy. However, this is different. This is about signaling the office of the President of the United States, regardless of who's in it. This tradition has gone on for over 100 years. This is what presidents do and their wives on Inauguration Day. This is the holiest day of politics. It is the transition of power. You have to respect it. I don't like what she's doing here. I'm against it. I think it's wrong.
Oh, my God. Please, you and your civility. Are you kidding me? With Donald Trump being inaugurated. Yes, Chris LeBoy.
Can I point out that that was Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank?
Yes.
And
he's Canadian.
He's not an American citizen. He holds passports in Canada, Ireland, and the United Arab Emirates. He needs to worry about the politics of those countries before he starts to influence the politics of our country.
Yeah. Thank you. Ay, ay, ay. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. I just start with the name calling, the racist lies about Michelle Obama and her family. She's a private citizen. She doesn't
and
have
Obama's
any.
Obama's not a sitting president anymore, so she has no obligation to be there.
Right. Please. And we're supposed to be civil. Please. Okay. Chris.
Yes.
Who said our new administration will inherit disasters at home and abroad?
Strong Dad.
No, that was stupid Mango Mussolini. Because we're not playing his stupid voice.
No.
That's, of course, the opposite of the truth. As of today, TikTok's back. We won the youth vote by 36 points, so I like TikTok. Who said that?
Strong Sam.
No, stupid lying Orange Hitler, Donald Trump, who, by the way, Aaron Mubar says the number Trump cites here is made up. He didn't.
Yes, it is.
Win the 36 points. Are you starting to get a theme? Just anything that helps him personally, his friends financially, is what he's for any given moment.
We knew that in his first administration.
I like to think back to the past. I said if only the election weren't rigged, all the things would have happened that would have been so good, but it wasn't. So we're not going to let that happen again.
Coach Z.
I don't even know, whatever. Orange Hitler. Okay. Vivek's, by the way, Vivek Ramaswamy's involvement with Doji lasted negative Scaramucci's, according to Aaron Ripar. That's the first time we've been in negative Scaramucci's. The administration hasn't even started yet.
Right.
And he's gone from the not very efficiently run Office of Government Efficiency. Have they started an Office of Funny Walks? I feel like.
They need to. Well, what's-his-face was dancing last night with the village people.
Tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages. Who said that?
Chalk Door, the Burninator.
Yeah. Can I just say, I said to Harry Dunn Saturday night on panel, I just said maybe it's just having been at Arlington with my parents visiting. I said, a grateful nation thanks you. And he literally said the best thing. He's like, but do they really? Because it seems like they f***ed me. I said, you are right. Oftentimes we do say thank you after we have someone.
True.
But I mean, I asked him how he's going to feel pardoning the people that, you know. By the way, I guess they're not racist, but, you know, beating a black cop with a Confederate flag is...
Right.
I don't, you know.
Too much.
That's just silent dog whistle, practically. Can't even hear that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Who said...
All right.
Buddy Long Musk. He knows those computers better than anybody, all those computers, those vote counting computers. Mm. And we ended up winning Pennsylvania like in a landslide. Mm.
The poop smith.
No, that would be Donald Trump.
Sounds like he's admitting to something.
Yeah, I know.
Either he did that on purpose, right? Or he's just admitting everything now. Just, it was rigged. So what? I can't. Okay. By the way, so speaking of the pardons, jump down to Dana Bash asking Jim Jordan, will he not rule out investigating Jack Smith? Here we go.
I asked you if you would call Jack Smith to testify. You said that you hadn't decided, but it was on the table. Now his report has been released. He has stepped down. Will you call him to testify?
We're still looking at all that. One of the things we are going to check into is one of his lawyers. I mean, this is one of the many issues I think we need some answers to. But Jay Bratt, one of the guys who worked for him, went to a lawyer who was representing one of the defendants in the case, representing Walton Offa, said to that lawyer, we didn't know you were a Trump guy. We thought you were interested in this judge position. You can't do those kind of things. So we're going to investigate that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, President Biden, for these pardons, because we are just not in normal territory anymore. Yeah, right. I would like to think that we are. I get it. None of them did anything wrong. I get many of them didn't want one because...
Well, and they don't have to accept it. Just because it's offered doesn't mean you accept it.
But I urge them to.
I do, too.
Okay. So with this 18, so we've been talking about this TikTok bolt. It's just... I was going to say whatever for dummies, but look who's being inaugurated. Whatever, of course. It's America for dummies. Like, really, does anyone buy this TikTok thing? TikTok banned itself for a few hours while sucking up to Trump. Okay, here's a...
What role would the United States government have in owning TikTok?
It's a little bit unclear, but not only in that clip, also on Truth Social, he put out a statement indicating that the United States would have a 50% ownership stake, which I and many others have interpreted to mean the U.S. government. So that means a Chinese company owns 50%, or a Chinese company plus its shareholders, and the U.S. government owns another 50%, which sure sounds like nationalizing a media company, which is kind of an odd move for a president, especially a Republican president.
Yeah, especially one who wants to completely defund PBS and thank NPR.
Thank you.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times, including on this show, I have debated with people about whether President Biden was socialist, but I do not remember President Biden ever threatening to nationalize a gigantic tech company. That is quite literally the definition of socialism, you know, the state owning the means of production, or in this particular case, the means of production. But that sure is what it sounds like Trump is proposing here, that the U.S. government would take an ownership stake going forward and have a joint venture with a Chinese company.
It's going to be the same as everything. Whatever benefits Trump and his rich buddies financially, it's going to be what he does at any given moment. And also controlling the information space, because he thinks TikTok, was another thing that helped him get elected. So, of course, TikTok sucking up to him, we'll push his disinformation out. Apple pulled the plug on its AI-powered news summary feature following a complaint from the BBC over inaccuracies in its alert after the service issued fake notifications branded with the broadcaster's logo to iPhone users. The false alert had claimed Luigi Mangione had shot himself. But I'm telling you, getting real facts and news is going to be a challenge going into, Oh, by the way, can Trump text us again, I heard? He can send presidential advisory things to our... This is beyond scary.
We can block his number.
This story. Jim Acosta, I saw, started following me on social this weekend. Oh. Hi, Jim Acosta.
Hi, Jim.
I love you. I don't know because I maybe mentioned this Friday, but this is, story 6,543 of bending the knee, of obeying in advance, that CNN is apparently demoting Jim Acosta, who's one of their highest rated shows, to midnight, right? from his morning slot. He's one of the highest rated shows they have. The move would effectively exile Acosta to the Siberia of television news, according to a media reporter. They want to get rid of Acosta to throw a bone to Trump. The executive said Midnight is not a serious offer when his ratings are among the best on the network. But because Trump hates him, it's another way.
And the best on the network isn't really saying much anyway.
The best on CNN. In today's edition of Now, a warning, the New York Times has a warning for us now.
Now, a warning?
Oh. The editorial board of the New York Times has published a lengthy essay warning readers against complacency and prodding them to show courage and resilience during Trump's second term. You know what could have been helpful in that regard is reporting accurately on Joe Biden for the last 4 years.
That would have been helpful.
Endorsing Kamala Harris, that would have also been... The editorial begins by showing the ways that Trump has sought to use fear to cow his critics. You mean like the New York Times? And political opponents over the years, all with the goal of removing roadblocks using the office of the presidency to enact his will unchecked. The goal is broadly the same, to deter elected official judges, executives, and others from exercising their duties in ways that challenge him or hold him accountable. He wants to make dissent so painful as to be intolerable, says the New York Times. Now,
a warning?
Okay. But their points are well taken. So welcome to Trump Central here at the Stephanie Miller Show. We just mentioned the sad news. It just sadly seems fitting today that Cecile Richards has passed away on this dark day in our history of Trump's.
Yeah.
I can't even say the word. I just saw this story. Spouses and boyfriends are coordinating with anti-abortion groups to go after the women in their lives who may have terminated a pregnancy. Now those same groups are running ads to encourage men to turn in more women. I mean, again, Planned Parenthood president and just feminist activist Cecile Richards. Just sending love and light to her family. Oh, including her dog. It specifically mentioned her ever royal loyal dog, Ollie, was at her side.
Aww.
Baby, Ollie, baby. Okay, Christopher, yes. Who said Trump will lie about who he's deporting? Week one, we expect a big televised series of arrests. We know that ICE was already planning to arrest the criminal targets of this raid, but Trump will also tell ICE to go ahead and arrest non-criminals in the area as well.
Marzipan.
No, it doesn't matter who it was. It was a conservative expert.
It was a conservative expert.
Oh, did Jesse Waters blow the Chicago plan with Tom Hoback on his show?
Am I blowing your cover when I announce that there's going to be a big raid in Chicago on Tuesday? Or do you want people to know? Maybe they can self-deport.
There's going to be a big raid all across the country. Chicago is just one of many places. We got 24 field officers across the country. On Tuesday, you're going to expect ISIS. ICE is finally going to go out and do their job. We're going to take the handcuffs off ICE. And let them go arrest criminal aliens. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
What has ICE been doing for the last 4 years?
They haven't been able to do much because Secretary Mayorkas had new ICE priorities. That ICE, get this now. The Secretary of Homeland Security has told ICE, you can arrest an illegal alien if he's just here illegally. He's got to be convicted of a serious crime or be a national security threat. He told immigration officers not to enforce immigration law. Well, we're telling ICE, you're going to enforce immigration law without apology. You're going to concentrate on the worst first, public safety threats first, but no one's off the table. If they're in the country illegally, they got a problem.
Does he have some dental cotton still stuck in his mouth? Yeah. Did he just come from the dentist? Is there something going on?
Maybe he had a whole bag in his mouth.
Is that it?
That could be it.
With some marzipan?
Yeah, of course they're going to target blue cities to make their big, dumb, mean show. Mm-hmm. Some National Guard troops are concerned they'll be called up to implement Trump's mass deportation plans like Hitler-era Gestapo that must enforce the incoming president's far-right policies against undocumented immigrants. Politico reporting Sunday, some of the 435,000 troops worry they'll get pulled into a legally murky mission rooting out people in communities where they have day jobs such as sheriffs, cops, or firefighters. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, the reality show's starting today already, right? With these, you know, what did Steve Bannon say? Flood the zone with, right? It's like, ooh, 50 executive orders, and I'm going to sign them at a rally. And, you know, it just, it's...
I think Steve Bannon may be behind the disappearance of Vivek Ramaswamy.
I think you're right.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh. He's also working on getting rid of Elon.
He promised to get rid of Elon Musk by inauguration. He said, hey, right. TikTok, you got about an hour. No, I didn't mean TikTok, that way.
Right.
The different other TikTok.
Maybe he's using TikTok to get rid
of it. TikTok, yeah, TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Got an hour to get rid of Ilania, the first lady.
Yep.
All right, here's the awful, awful, awful biscuit maker, Byron Donalds.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Frangela told me that was okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
When Americans...
Oh, no.
17, oh. Yeah.
When Americans see deportations or repatriations happen, they're going to be like, thank you. When they see the border closed, they're going to say, this is what I voted for. When they see peace starting to, like, break out again around the world, they're going to be like, this is the stability that we were asking for.
Oh,
daddy's back.
Oh, God, I can't stand that.
Daddy's back.
Stupid patriarchal daddy's home. Oh, my God. Yes. Stupid, abusive, drunken daddy's home. Oh, my God. I can't stand that. Can you?
No.
That whole patriarchal bull, daddy's back.
That's like a smack my ass and call me daddy kind
of
thing. That's,
Yeah, somehow that picture of Ramaswamy and all the leather gear. Is that him? Oh, no, Cash Patel.
That was Cash Patel.
In that leather daddy outfit?
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my mind's eye.
That is totally smack my ass and call me daddy.
Ooh. Hey, there's a headline for you. Why egg prices are set to skyrocket. It's funny because... hey! People voted
them. I don't think they can get any higher than 13 bucks a dozen.
Or if they're even there
now. The bird flu, which don't worry, that'll be all taken care of when Bobby Kennedy's in charge. The raging flu, avian flu epidemic means it's about to get even worse. The epidemic, which has already led to the death of more than 100 million egg-laying hens, is expected to spike egg prices by as much as 20% more in 2025.
It's also affecting meat prices because you can't get chicken breast. Really, in any store right now.
Right.
It's...
In other farm news, and Stephanie Miller Show is out of the farm report now.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just now.
All right.
A farmer who voted for Trump is warning him not to go too far with his pledge to carry out the largest deportation in American history. Oh, my God. This is just, okay. Tomato grower Tony DeMare, you know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of tomato growers.
Are we going to report on tomato futures?
Yes.
Okay.
He said it would be a major mistake for Trump to institute the kind of crackdown on undocumented farm labor that has been enacted in Florida, where he says he's having trouble finding enough people to pick crops. A lot of people left Florida for Georgia North scared. Farmers had to let their crops rot in the fields. Or in other words, you know, make it America great again. My favorite farm report was the one I did off the top, the two Trump-voting farmers in D.C. that spent thousands of dollars, their last egg money to get there. And they're like, we can't see nothing now, but when it's cold out, we still got to feed the cows. I don't, because it's cold? Yes, sweet summer children. Now, toddle on back home.
Or winter children.
Pardon me?
Winter children.
Yes, sweet winter children.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What the Christ. Okay. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by... Okay. I'm just saying, if you're tired of God made X happen because blah, something gays,
yeah.
It might be time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're a leading voice... Excuse you. Is that your chicken coming back up in rice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, advocating for science and reason in government. Oh, dear God. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause. You'll be in a community with access to exclusive content like Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Get ready for action. FFRF.us/Miller today. Sorry. That was FFRF.us/Miller or text my last name Miller to 511-511. 2025, the year we make protect our religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I'm 100 years old.
Watch the news. Be prepared.
prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the coldest weather we've had yet. Overnight, temperatures dipped to 13 below zero, and that's just the temperature, not the wind chill. Once we hit wind chills of about 20 below zero, you can get frostbite within 30 minutes. Tomorrow, our high is 1, and things will start to get a little more reasonable on Wednesday. Two Madison shelters are currently operating under cold weather night rules, which means they won't turn anyone away due to capacity limits or suspensions. That includes Porchlight Men's Shelter and the Salvation Army Women's Shelter. Meanwhile, Middleton has opened warming centers, and because today's a holiday, City Hall, the library, and the Senior Center are closed. They'll be back open tomorrow. Today, people can still stay warm at the police department and the fire department. This is the kind of weather where pipes can freeze fast and burst. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what you should do to prevent that in your home.
One mistake people make is not having the heat high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set in the mid-60s, at least, and even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So, it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam. And let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce the pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and to make sure that they're monitored and away from flammable materials.
And I've seen more and more of them at the curb these last few days. Remember, if you still have your Christmas tree, this is your last chance to have it picked up. The Madison Streets Division will have crews grabbing them all week starting tomorrow because today's a federal holiday. You can set your tree out at the curb and they may pick it up with your garbage this week. For more on all our shows, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Pat McBride will tell us some unbelievable Wisconsin sports stories.
And the Humane Society will continue their dating game for all those lovable pets.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning.
A new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should you keep a non-traditional pet? Pluses and negatives. We'll talk about it with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Verlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. People are being led into the Capitol Rotunda ahead of today's inauguration. The Trumps and the Bidens about to depart the White House on their way there. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcome President-elect Donald Trump and Melania Trump back to the White House this morning. Welcome home, the president said to Trump as he greeted him at the top of the North Portico steps at the front door of the White House. The Bidens and Trumps briefly spoke before posing for a photo and then heading inside. President Biden confirmed to reporters he left a letter for the incoming president, but didn't say what he wrote. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Earlier today, the president issued a preemptive pardon for members of the January 6th Select Committee, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley. President-elect Trump is promising to sign dozens of executive actions later today. This is ABC News.